You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast with just Sammy and Ashley.
Yeah, you didn't do it this time. You didn't start.
I know, because I told myself not to. And we are produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
And check out our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and we use YouTube Shorts.
Yes. We also have a website, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, where you can find our webpage and all the other podcast webpages, plus merch, plus streaming services, plus a membership. So just go check it all out. Yes. Also check out pixiedustfiles.wordpress.com. That is our sister site that does book reviews of Disney books. We're finishing up the Tales from the Haunted Mansion series that we've been reviewing, and we're going to be doing all sorts of fantasy books and the Twisted Tale books and all sorts of things. Yep. So please go check that out.
There you go.
And hopefully we're going to have merch for that soon. I have ideas. I need to send them to Robbie so he can do things.
Yeah, just send them over.
Like, I have everything created. He just needs them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, send it over. He's happy to look at it.
Yep.
Okay.
What are we doing today?
Last.
It's the last Wednesday of October.
Yeah, we're done with spooky season, technically.
Have you watched your spooky movies?
Okay, well, first of all,
your list.
Here's the problem. I just watch spooky movies all year, so it's not. I don't really have like a season. There are certain movies I tend to save.
Like your certain. Yeah.
So I watch like Hocus Pocus, and I watch Beetlejuice. Uh-huh. You know.
That's what I.
Yeah, I do go for those. We're actually watching the Goosebumps series on Disney Plus
with
David Schwimmer. And
I was
like, this is a Disney Goosebumps, right? It's a little more intense than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, they did give us the newer Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it, but I was like, ew, some of this is like gross.
Well, don't you remember the books?
I know, but, you know, again, Disney. You never know how Disney's going to go with things. Let's be honest.
Well,
sometimes they over-Disney it.
Change the game.
Disney's doing a good job. We're getting more, like, you know, things for everybody to enjoy, not just 12-year-olds. So I appreciate that, Disney. Yes. I really do.
Yes.
I like the variety. You know.
Yeah. I watched Haunted Mansion last night, the new one.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched that yet.
Love it. Like, I was watching, I was like, oh, I love this movie. Mm-hmm.
I would need to turn on when
and
I can actually pay
attention.
I got
my Haunted Mansion on today, like I always do.
Yeah.
It's like my comfort shirt. I love it. I just got the Beauty and the Beast one. Like, they just came out with a new Beauty and the Beast, like, spirit jersey. Mm-hmm. I bought it. Yeah. I'm like, this,
clearly.
I'm not waiting. It's coming to my house
clearly.
Now. I got it. I already wore it. It's beautiful. I'll have to wear it for one of the podcasts.
Yeah.
It's very sparkly on the back for the letters, which was I was not expecting, but it's great. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I watched Haunted Mansion last night, and I watched Halloween Town, the first one, a couple days ago. I need to finish. I always watch Hocus Pocus. Now I got to watch Hocus Pocus 2. That one's still a little higher.
I don't think I'm going to watch the second one.
We'll see how I feel. Yeah. I've watched The Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. I've watched The Muppets Haunted Mansion already. I've watched that too. Yep. And now I got to do the rest of my Halloween towns because I always watch all four of them. I want a fifth one, and I want Kimberly Brown to come back.
She just did. I don't know if you saw this.
The Hallmark movie. Halloween. Yeah. Yes, I need to watch that.
Yeah.
Mom has Hallmark Plus, so I need to have the password for my mother.
I have no access to Hallmark, so I was like, well, it is what it is, but okay.
My mother does.
That makes sense. That your mom would, does. Honestly.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's all her and my dad watch.
That's
Big Bang Theory and Hallmark.
Yeah, that's too funny. Should have seen that coming. Well, there you go. That's something, though. It looks cute from what I've seen. So if y'all have access to Hallmark.
And it's her and Daniel.
Yeah. Her, she and her husband are on there. You know, it's it's great. They have Carolyn Ray, who was in Sabrina. She's in that movie, too. And what's her name?
Some other, like, Lacey. What's her face from? Oh, Lacey's in
I believe Lacey's in this, too. They got the whole gamut in this one.
Well, I also, Lacey is in it. Also, what's her face from Reba's in it? Barbara Jean.
Oh, she's in it, Is Carol in it? Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of a different one. It might just be that actress.
No, you're thinking of this the right one. Yeah, she's in there.
There's just too many people in it. Okay. I was like,
there's a lot of people in it. Is that Dennis Quaid?
Is Dennis Quaid in it?
Hold on. I'm going to just pull up IMDb. Okay. I was looking at a picture, but this picture looks like Dennis Quaid.
I really have no idea. It's just the social media I've seen.
Haul Out Halloween. Okay, Lacey. Where's the cast? Lacey West Brown, who plays her either love interest or whoever it is. Stefan Tobolsky, Melissa Peterson, who is Barbara Jean.
Okay, yeah.
No, this guy just looked like Dennis Quaid. Okay. No Dennis Quaid in here.
Okay.
It was, you know, it was Stephen Tobolsky. The picture, like, how his picture looked, he looked like.
Looked like him, yeah.
Looked like him.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But no, I really want to watch this just because.
It looks cute.
Marnie and what's his face? Cal.
I mean, I think it's nice they're branching out too. Like, let's do more than just Christmas, you know, for Hallmark movies.
They do other movies. But they do autumn movies and stuff. You just don't hear about them as much.
Their big pushes. We do cutesy Christmas. Oh, they do like, and I like let's do cutesy Christmas Halloween. Movies. That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, I love fall movies.
Yeah.
Give me some pumpkins and some leaves. I'm super excited. So apparently there's a town in Ohio that does a transformation of their town into Stars Hollow and a whole Gilmore weekend. Ooh. Mom and I are going. I asked off work from the bookstore, and Mom already bought us matching Gilmore Girl sweatshirts, and we are going.
I love that.
Yes. I'm super excited. And it's like the 25th anniversary or 30th or something of that nature. I think it's
25th this year. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. 25th. It's from the year that it started, right?
Which is 2000, but it's still
upsets me 2000.
A lot. But to think that that's when we were seeing Little Rory, you know?
Well, Little Rory, we were sixth grade.
I know. Thank goodness we were a little younger than the character, because that would make me feel even worse. I mean, to be honest with you.
Speaking of nostalgia, since we're off topic already, did you see a reel or anything of William Daniels being on Dancing with the Stars with Danielle and as Topanga?
I've solely been watching Dancing with the Stars to watch Danielle Fishel on it.
Yes, I love Dancing with the Stars.
I don't usually watch Dancing with the Stars. This is my second time watching it. The first time we watched it was Nelly was on it. A couple years ago. I couldn't tell you what year it was, but we would watch Dancing with
the Stars
while Nelly was on there because, you know, we have to for Robbie. And then when Danielle announced it, I was like, well, gonna watch Dancing with the Stars while she's on it because, you know.
She's doing better than what they are saying. So, like, in my, I'm like watching her dancing. I'm like, okay, yeah, there needs to be a little bit more fluidity because I watch the show way too much.
I couldn't but tell you.
Yeah. She is like amazing. So, in my opinion,
Ryder and Will, every Saturday, they release Twirled. Pod Meets Twirled, that's what it is, where they talk about her being on the show. And I religiously listened to that. I was listening to that this morning before we started recording. Mm-hmm. And I literally, when Robbie and I watched this episode with Bill this past Tuesday, I turned to him and I was like, Will's going to be so mad when he gets to Danielle's critiques. And sure enough, Will, the second the episode started, he was just like, oh, I was mad when I was there live at the show, and then I went back and I rewatched it and I was furious. And I was like,
you could tell he was mad, like he was smiling, but it was like that Will Friedle, like, oh no.
What made me most sad was watching Danielle. I mean, obviously we don't know her personally, but you start to learn a lot about her, especially listening to the Pod Meets World and seeing her do her little TikToks and videos and everything. Watching her take the critiques, number one, I was like, she's a champ because she's just taking it. But I felt so bad when she was up there and they were giving the scores, because you could tell she's just like trying to look excited. But even Will said you could tell she was just crushed, you know? And I was like, it's starting to make me angry. And I don't want to be angry watching Dancing with the Stars. This shouldn't be fun.
You can get, like, I've gotten angry about like scores for people or how they critique them.
I can see why.
Are you kidding me right now? Well, and there are people on that show this year that I am not happy with. Like, why are we bringing in the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
So Ryder.
Why?
Ryder said it. I think it was Ryder this morning on the podcast said it best today. Maybe a combination of them, whatever. They basically were like, you shouldn't call it Dancing with the Stars. You should just call it Dancing with Celebrities, because the people on this show, you know, are not stars. They've been like blatant, you know, they are not. And there's like, what, at this point, three actual big-ish names, I would say. You got Andy Richter, Elaine.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm so happy that Andy's still on there. Like, I know he's not great.
You know what? I don't vote a lot for him. I mostly vote for Danielle. Yeah. But I throw a couple votes Andy's way every week because I'm like, Andy is trying, okay? And that's the point of the show, not to have these... I'm sorry, these TikTokers. I don't know anything about these TikTokers.
Yeah, so Jen Affleck and Whitney are Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Where I'm just like, I'm like, I don't understand like why they're on here. Especially Whitney. The fact that Whitney's on there, and I'm like, I'm not like, I feel like Whitney's just gonna win out of I don't know. And then Alex, who is with Val, which just irritates me because, here's the thing. Val is good at making whoever he has look absolutely amazing. Okay. Like, he is one of the best coaches on there. Mm-hmm. If I was ever on Dancing with the Stars, I would only do it if Val was my coach.
Okay.
Like, I really, truly believe that he is like one of the best coaches. So I feel like that's the only reason she's doing well. Mm-hmm. And then you got, it's kind of fun to see Dylan Efron on there because Dylan's Zach's little brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's not a star either.
He's not.
So those four right there are just not.
Yeah. Even Robert Irwin.
He should not be on this show.
Robert Irwin is highly entertaining. Love him. But he's not. He's famous.
He's
more of
an Australian star.
Yeah.
Because he is a big star. Like, that family is very big in Australia.
That's
he
fair.
Should be doing Dancing with the Stars in Australia. Yeah. And they have it.
Oh.
He should be over there. But his sister was on Dancing with the Stars and won, I believe, with Val.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I believe. I'll have to look that up. I might be wrong on that. But his sister won.
Okay.
And I think that's why they wanted him on there next. And he's kind of become a big, like, sex symbol lately.
Clearly,
which is
people
just
are obsessed
weird
with
to
him.
Me that I'm like, he was two. I remember seeing him little on the show.
He's
like, I can't do this. Like, he did this shirt rip, and I'm like, no,
he's a kid.
You're a little boy.
He's a kid. No. I'm with you. No. I'm just like, I can't do it. When I see Robert, I'm like, he's so adorable. Not like, oh, you know, like, no, yeah. He's adorable to me. I'm just like, I even have that little bit with Dylan, I think, because I'm used to Zach.
Because it's Zach's and brother. Like, and you're like, oh, he's a brother.
I can't do this.
Cute little Efron. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had two, like, younger siblings. She that was cool to find
adorable,
out.
Adorable, by the way.
She was absolutely adorable. Gosh. And, like, that her brother is her best friend. And I went and looked at their Instagrams because I wanted to see them interacting, all four of them. And they do. Zach's in a lot of the pictures interacting with them. Mm-hmm. Like, they are just, like, really close.
Oh, so cute.
That makes me love Zach so much more.
Yes. The Efrons are great. Love them. Clearly.
Oh, but really clearly the only stars on here, Jordan Chiles is a star. She is an Olympic star.
Fair. I did forget about Jordan.
She's Olympic.
I love her.
She is Olympics. She is amazing.
She's adorable.
I've loved all the gymnastic people they bring on here, I usually love.
Yeah, she's great.
We got Danielle, who is definitely a star. Mm-hmm. We got Elaine Hendricks, who in our generation is an icon.
Yes.
Not just, well, and Danielle's an icon, but. Yeah. I did not realize that was her in the monitors at Space Mountain before they took them out. I had no clue as a kid that was her.
I was like, when she said that for Disney.
I had to rewind. I'm like, wait, what did you just say? Like, wait,
you were what? I did the same thing. And I was like, I'm embarrassed. Elaine, I'm sorry.
I know. I felt like such a horrible Disney fan.
I'm sorry,
Elaine. Wait a minute. What?
So sorry.
Now I feel like next time you watch Dancing with the Stars, we need to, like, do recap episodes, like small episodes of, like, us talking about Dancing with the Stars.
Especially because I get so mad when I'm watching it.
Okay, and Elaine's an icon. Scott Hoeing is definitely a star when it comes to his music.
It's fair.
He is the lead singer of Pentatonix.
I know, like, Pentatonix, but I don't know him personally, so I'm like...
I don't know him personally. Yeah. I just know him from Pentatonix, but I know he is, like, he's won awards and he's
clearly
just,
a brilliant musician. Yeah.
And how he sang right before he went into the dance, I'm like, oh boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got my heart.
Freaking, this night was the
he's
worst.
He's always had my heart, but he's, yeah. And then, of course, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why Helena was on there. I'm like, just because your husband's a star doesn't mean you're a star. Like, I've never heard of you until this moment.
She gets a lot of hate online and things I've read about Hilaria.
Well, and she actually had, she actually had dance training. Like, she shouldn't have been on the show.
Yeah, which is a thing. And that's a complaint, again, on Pod Meets World. I would highly recommend it, that they complain about with some of these.
Oh, I'm going to go watch, listen to this.
Some of these TikTokers and whatnot, they're like, they already have dance background. Why are they able to be on the show? That's not the point.
The rule is you're not supposed to have competitive ballroom
dance
background.
Because there's clearly a difference.
That's been the rule since season one.
There's clearly a difference, you know.
I know. But also if you looked back at certain things, like there have been certain dancers like, who was it? Lindsay, the violinist.
I have no idea.
You're good. There's been certain ones that were absolutely amazing, kind of like Alex or Whitney, and did not win. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people are like, yeah, no.
Okay.
Like, you had some sort of dance background,
gotcha.
And we're not voting for you. Mm-hmm. So even though they're doing really well in the competition, we don't know actually where their numbers are when it comes to voting.
True.
Because the audience will outvote the scores.
I believe that. And they said this is the biggest voting pool mm-hmm. they've had, right? Ever.
Yes.
So
honestly, I think it's because Andy's on there and Danielle is on there and Elaine is on there.
Yeah, I really think
that's the reason.
Yeah, I really think Danielle personally has brought a lot of people mm-hmm. on to watching.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Trying to think who else was on here before they got eliminated, if they were stars. Okay, yeah, Hilaria, or whatever her name is. Lauren shouldn't have been on here. Like, Lauren was one of the Fifth Harmony.
Yeah, Fifth Harmony, yeah.
She should have went far because she was really good, but again, like her other people from her group that were on there, they have dance background. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't believe that if you have any sort of performance dancing background, mm-hmm. especially if your job was doing choreography on stage while performing, you should not.
Yeah,
be able
that's
to be on
not the point of the show.
Yeah. not the point at all. Corey Feldman was a big star, and I wish he could have done better, but I don't think he took it seriously.
Corey Feldman, then he complained about it endlessly afterward. Listen, we won't get into Corey Feldman, but Corey Feldman, immediately after being eliminated, was at a convention we were at.
Oh, no.
Corey Feldman, I'm sorry, bro. He is a weirdo. And the stories we have heard, Robbie has been at two cons with him this year. The stories that come from this dude, he's different. That's all I'm going to say about Corey Feldman. So I'm not surprised he was gone, because I think you're exactly right. He would have never taken this seriously like the rest of them. There's zero chance he wasn't going to get passed. No.
Yeah. Okay, well, after our little segment on Dancing with the Stars that we went off on.
Sorry.
We are now going to talk about episode 9 of Agatha All Along.
Last episode.
Yes. Take it away.
So the final episode, Maiden Mother Crone, is the, and I love that Google Gemini said, it served as the emotional and narrative climax for the entire series, delivering major reveals, character resolutions, and setting up the future of MCU storylines. I'm like, yeah, I did do that. We've got our real 100% confirmation that the Witch's Road was not real, like 100% confirmed in this episode. Billy, you know, like we mentioned last episode, he figured it out that, like, wait a second, everything, a part of the road was in my room. This seems like a bad sign about what happened. Yeah. So we got our confirmation there. As we know, Agatha died. She's basically sacrificed herself for Billy in the last episode. And then we spend this episode with Agatha going back in time to see basically what happened with her and Rio in the past and what actually happened to Agatha's son. So we get to get that history. And fear not, though. Agatha does make a return at the towards the end of the episode as a ghost, as she would. Which made me very happy.
Keep her down.
I was so glad to see the ghost Agatha. It was just like, thank you.
It was so funny.
Yeah, much appreciated. Oh, boy. And we don't really get to see what happens to Jen other than that she made it out. So at least we got to see that she had dug her way out, you know. But who knows if Jen will be back. I'd like to see more of her at some point, but I really don't know. For the character, I have no idea. Yeah. And in this episode, Billy does close the entrance to the Witch's Road, which he made. So good job, Billy, for closing it, because it shouldn't have been there in the first place. And he does make a little memorial for Lilia, Alice, and Sharon, who Agatha still has no idea who she is, when Billy's distraught. Saying how he killed people, right? With his magic. That's his fault. The road was not real. And so he caused their death. And he's trying to mention her. And Agatha's like, who? Who are we talking about? She's like, oh, the garden lady. And I was like, Agatha, oh my God. Like, it's your fault this lady is dead. I understand where Billy's coming from, but you should not have brought her along at the beginning.
Yeah, that one was on her.
Yes. Oh, poor Sharon. She's never going to live in Agatha's mind.
Poor Mrs. Foreman.
Yes, poor lady. And at the end of this episode, interestingly enough, after some fighting, Agatha and Billy actually team up. So we're kind of set. Agatha is a spirit guide, so we're left wondering where they're going to go. Which, very interesting.
Well, they have to go find Tommy, don't they?
But we know there's one more series coming to wrap all of this up. So we shall see how they appear in that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. One more. And then I hope we still find a way to bring Agatha someplace, because she wants to keep playing the character. I don't think anybody wants Agatha to go away. So, you know.
No, because this is one of the better Marvel characters.
Yes, I agree.
Like, we don't have very good characters.
What just happened?
Can we pause for a second? I thought my husband already left, and I'm hearing things, so I just want to go check out what's going on in my apartment.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
So apparently I heard him wrong. I thought he said 9:45. He means 10:45.
Oh, so he's still here.
Whoops. He's still here.
Well, that would be it.
So when I heard him, I thought, oh, crap, is someone in my apartment?
Who's there? It's just him.
Sorry. Where were we?
Okay. So I don't know. We'll just go. Let me see what else I've got in here.
Well, I said that Agatha's the best MCU character.
She's the best character.
Because we got some crap going on right now.
We talk about them teaming up. They're going to go find Tommy. Let's see. Okay, so the title of the episode, Maiden Mother Crone, is a direct reference to the central theme of this series. It's a concept from pagan and Wiccan traditions representing the three stages of a woman's life. So there's a big tie in there. Agatha starts as the maiden, reborn as Agnes O'Connor, finds her maternal purpose as mother, which they reference just Billy, but I mean, like, she did actual son. And then ultimately embraces her true self as the crone, a powerful, wise, and feared witch whose death leads to a form of eternal transformation, which is her ghost. So, yeah, big.
All right there in the title.
Big transformations for Agatha. So Nicholas, her son. I guess they did change this from the comics. So in the comics, Nicholas is a powerful, villainous warlock who becomes an enemy of his mother and the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Interestingly. And in the MCU, he is an innocent, ordinary boy who Agatha loves fiercely. And the show's creator explained that making his death a simple, tragic loss rather than a magical bargain felt far more powerful and grounded Agatha's intense grief, making her actions more understandable and closer to Wanda's motivations. So when you look at it that way, Wanda did all of these things that were, it was very horrific for the townsfolk, even though she didn't mean to, but out of grief. And Agatha also did a lot of things out of grief. Now, could probably argue, of course, that Agatha is more devious because she really knew what she was doing, unlike Wanda. But yeah.
But also, here's the thing. Agatha was like this before she had her son.
Yeah.
Like, her mother tried to kill her because Agatha she saw evil. Well.
Yeah.
Agatha just...
No, she had no hope.
Honestly, I would have hoped having her son would have changed her, but as we saw in the episode, it did not.
It did not, no.
It did not.
Yeah.
Yes, the motivation... She has motivation because of what happens to her son, but in all honesty, it wasn't much of a switch because literally she's been that way the whole time.
That's true. Yeah. But we did get to see... What happened? So what actually happened to Nick? You know, did she really give him up for the Darkhold, which is what everybody said Agatha did? That was the rumor. And we learned it's very different. We see Agatha giving birth by herself in the middle of the woods, which, okay, horrific.
Apparently, pioneer women did that.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, right? Back in those days. Mm-hmm. But as soon as she... is giving birth. She gives birth. Rio shows up and Rio's just like, sorry, I got to take him. And Agatha literally begs for his life. And then all Rio says is, I can give you time. Doesn't say how long. And she disappears, you know.
I want to know why she had to take him.
I'm assuming this is ties maybe back into like a fate thing. So he was just not... That was just
so he didn't become the actual Marvel Scratch that we have.
Yeah,
because I'm reading about him. He's not good.
Yeah, I mean, clearly that little bit I read, I was like, oh, clearly a bit different character. So yeah, maybe that was their way of kind of acknowledging that too, that Rio was going to take him before he could turn into this other person, this bad warlock, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Because they don't really imply he has any sort of powers or anything, because he asked his mom to use her powers. But, you know, I don't know in this universe when you develop powers. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I can't remember. I feel like Wanda's kids, which were not real, making all of this more complicated. But I feel like they were a little older when they started doing things, right?
They were... Yeah, but they were also the product of, even if you take out the chaos magic, like, of the creation, they are the product of Scarlet Witch, who is chaos, and Vision, who is an Infinity Stone. Mm-hmm. So them showing powers early kind of makes sense.
True.
With Nicholas, if he did end up developing powers, it might have been later because, number one, we don't know who his dad is.
Yeah,
never shown. He could have been just some mortal man that she decided to have a fling with. Could have been a sorcerer. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows with Agatha? Who knows? Honestly, I didn't even know she had feelings of any sort, even of those feelings.
Right.
She seemed a little atypical to me. So who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows what would have happened? But apparently... Nicholas was with, Power Keeper's son. Oh no, Salem 7 imprisoned her son in the Marvel comics.
Oh, that doesn't
even though he was evil. I thought maybe they, you know, teamed up.
Apparently not.
Anywho, moving on.
Yeah. So yeah, we get to see Rio, says she'll give them time, she leaves, and then we just spend a long time with Agatha and Nick watching what she does with him. So one of our first things we see Agatha do is she approaches the coven and is like, oh, we're hungry, we have no food, gets let in, and then immediately takes everybody's power. Not very nice, Agatha, to do that. And then the kids growing up, and we actually see them singing a version of The Witch's Road.
No, they create it.
Which they create, yeah. Because at first when they're singing, they don't say, like, witch, but then they switch it up by the time he's performing in front of everybody. Now it's The Witch's Road. So,
yeah.
There you go.
So Agatha and her son wrote the song.
Yes, which is why she said... It's made up way back at the beginning of the show. She said it's made up and that's right. They use it to lure witches to Agatha, or he's seen stealing things to also lure witches to Agatha, where she takes all their power. And that's what she does. Yeah. And, you know, it's very sad because she knows Rio is coming at some point. And she doesn't know when. And then we actually see when it happens. And
yeah.
It's just so, it was just like the worst when it happened, you know, seeing her reaction afterwards, seeing him leave her, Rio just sneak up in the middle of the night, which I'm sure she had to do that because if she came during the day, it would have been a whole thing with Agatha. So
it would have been a fight.
Yeah, she knew when she had to do it. But that was very sad. But then we really see the way she deals with it when she gets approached by someone who says, oh, I heard you singing the song. Can you take me there? It seems you know the way. And we see the very first time Agatha says, oh, but we'll need a coven. And then now we know. We see her coven after coven, sing the song. And then her go-to thing is always, well, where's the door? Obviously, you guys are not real witches. Obviously, we don't have real magic here. So they all get mad. And she steals their power.
Because they attack her.
Yeah. Which, I think it was Lilia, way at the beginning when the door was not apparent right away, at the beginning said she just wants us to attack her so she can steal our power. Yep. She says it, which is exactly right.
And I just was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-mm.
But then, oops, there is a door.
Well, she dumbly told them... As she was getting the coven, she dumbly told, I don't know if it was Jen or Lilia, but she told one of them, like, I can't take your power unless you attack me. So she literally gave away her secret trying to get the coven together. Right. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you she never told any of those other covens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, yeah, right at the beginning, before we saw it at the very end, she said basically what she does each time. I mean, they told us from day one what was going on.
Yeah.
They told us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I was thinking another clue was Alice and how her mom actually died. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone assumed her mom died on the witch's road. Yeah. So when we learn in her episode before she gets killed that her mom actually died in a fire on the road, like, touring, that should have been a hint, too. It's like, okay, this isn't real.
Right.
Like, all of this is something's bad. Something mysterious is going on here.
Yeah. It was all there the whole time. But I loved this episode.
I really loved the song.
I loved seeing her do, as bad as it was, I loved seeing her do it over and over again. So we really understood it was all a trick every time, mm-hmm. you know, it was very clearly laid out. So that when this happened, that's the tell. And that's what really triggered her to be like, something's off here because this, I made this up. Like, this is not a thing, you know?
Her facial expressions. Mm-hmm. are my favorite thing. Like, the actress who plays Agatha, like, anytime she's in something, I'm like, you are like us. You do not know how to clone your face to what's going on.
Nope. Very expressive. Yeah.
Your face tells us everything. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
Which I think is intentional on her part, for but sure. It's amazing.
Yeah. Again, just to clue us into what was happening. Agatha's always telling us. People think she, like you said, people think she's lying. She's not lying.
She's actually not. She's telling you the truth. You're just not listening.
Not listening, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it was sad, too, when Billy was trying to banish her, you know, being in her ghostly form. And she was like, I'm not ready to face Nicholas. And that made me feel really bad for her.
Oh, yeah. You know? That was. Yeah.
That was sad.
But it wasn't her fault that he got taken. Mm-hmm.
But I think she still.
He was supposed to pass when she was a child, when he was a baby.
I think she still blames herself in some way, and I don't know why. But
I really want an explanation of why Rio needed to take him as soon as he was born.
Yeah.
Like, was he going to grow up to be a menace and they are preventing it? Or was it a form of punishment to Agatha for something she did? Which, I mean, she has done a lot. What's going on? Why is this happening?
Yeah. Maybe we'll get answers.
What is that explanation?
Probably not, but maybe we'll get answers in the next series. I don't know.
Them answer us at an MCU universe. MCU
probably not.
Universe crap. No.
Probably not.
They don't give us answers. They just give us more questions.
That is very true.
Again, why I don't normally watch MCU anymore. Mm-hmm. And it just sucks lately. Not this. This was great.
This was fantastic.
Everything else has been
10 out of 10. Perfect for spooky season. It's got witches and magic and ghosts. Oh my
gosh, so good.
Love it.
If I like it, you'll like it. Trust me.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Sammy knows. Mm-hmm. I'm very critical of MC Universe ever since the end of our original reign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because nothing can compare to that. This did, but most things are not compared to that.
Yeah, this particular woman who's involved in this timeline series, whatever, WandaVision, this, and then the, what's it called, Vision Quest, whatever the last one's going to be, I trust in her.
Yeah. Well, because she helped in Star Wars. Mm-hmm.
She's brilliant.
This is why we trust her.
Yeah, great job. I'm kind of mad that she's just...
Actually, it was a he, remember? Huh? Wasn't it a
no,
he?
No, it's a lady.
But a he wrote.
Oh, who wrote some of it with her, but she's, yeah, she's the main creator of this entire thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
She did great.
I wish she would do more. But.
See.
I get it. It's perfection the way it is. You probably don't want to ruin it, so. Understood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what else for this one?
I feel like we went over it.
Yeah.
I mean, we got her. Yeah, like, honestly, I know it's, I don't think it's possible, but like, if we could have had like an episode that kind of explained death a little bit better, I would have appreciated that. I don't need a movie. I don't need a series. I just need like one episode where we're like, okay, this is her, like, this is who she is.
Right.
A little bit and more what's about happening. Rhea. Like, we figure out who she is. Okay, let's get her background.
I could see
but we can't do that anymore because no one does more than like 10 episodes anymore.
No, I think we're lucky we got 9 instead of 8 for this one.
I know. I'm just so annoyed. Like, even with, like, okay, so my favorite series, TV series of all time is, well, I have two. I have Big Bang Theory and then NCIS. Mm-hmm. And NCIS is still going on. They did a spinoff, Tony and Ziva. The favorite couple of NCIS Universe. We're only getting like 9 or 10 episodes. I'm like, they still do like NCIS Universe, all of them do like 20 to 24 episodes still to this day, which makes my heart happy. But in the spinoff, they only did 10.
That's what they do now.
I'm so annoyed. Now, I know kind of why they did it. They're not putting it on TV. It's only on Paramount
Plus. That was going to be my next question. If it's on streaming, that's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not on TV. It's on Paramount Plus, and they, because they wanted a little bit more. It was kind of odd to hear Tony or Ziva cuss for the first time ever. I'm like, what was that? Like, I know you probably do it, but that is jarring. But anyhow.
Yeah.
I want more episodes again. Like, Wizards Beyond Waverly Place. We only got, like, 11 episodes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You could have extended that sucker out.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Anybody watching, if you know that reference, good for you. We're friends. Because I can't do the other thing.
That's the closest we can get.
That's the closest I can get on this podcast. Yep. I did that at my brother. He had no clue what I was doing.
No?
It's like, you uncultured swine.
Uncultured. True, though. Honestly.
Because he's from the How I Met Your Mother universe. I'm like,
that is not the same.
No. He thinks it's better than Friends.
I'm like, in what universe? Excuse me?
You need to. Yeah, I know. I'm like, you realize that this is just a copy and paste.
Literally. And not as good. I'm sorry.
And not as good.
I like
good,
a lot of the actors in it, but it's not. It was magic in a bottle for Friends. You can't repeat it.
Yes. No, you can't. No. You can't just take the concept and repeat it.
No.
And then try to add a twist to it about finding the mother.
Which was we can't get into that because this is the dumbest ending to a show.
Oh my gosh, it was horrible. I mean, I wanted him to end up with Robin. I think they should have been together. But after she got married to Barney, I'm like, this shouldn't be mute. Like, nothing should be happening now.
So stupid. Some of these writers, I'm just like, are you like, what are you smoking over there? Because what are you doing to these shows? I don't know.
Well, and they couldn't change it because the kids had to stay the same age. So they had, oddly enough, from Wizards of Waverly Place.
That one kid. Yeah.
Yeah. And then his sister, they had to do all of their filming within like a year or two for the whole like 8 seasons. It's like, you dumb.
Crazy.
Absolute dumb. Whatever.
You've done lots of ranting about other things, but
we have. I'm sorry.
But one thing we will say again is that Agatha is worth the watch, especially this spooky season. Totally, it's easy to watch. The episodes are not too long. We highly recommend it.
Yes. Yeah. Highly recommend. Now, before we go on another tangent, this was our last episode for October, so we are going into November. We're doing something a little different for November. I'm really kind of excited. Mm-hmm. We were like looking through Disney Plus, like, what can we do? And I came across like the music docu-series things. And I'm like, we could, because these are made by Disney
Plus. They are Disney Plus.
Like, watch them and talk about these artists. So we are going to be talking about, I think it's four different artists.
Three.
Three?
Because aren't we doing two Taylor Swifts, I think?
I don't know. I'm opening it up and looking.
I'm not the person to ask because I have no idea.
Come on, scroll. Yes, we're doing two Taylor Swifts. So we're doing three artists. There's a lot of artists you can watch and listen to on these docuseries in Disney Plus, but we chose three. Next week, we are doing, and I'm going to say her name wrong, and they were even talking about how her name's pronounced in the show, and it doesn't stick. I think it's Idina.
I think it's Idina.
Well, apparently, according to mom and dad, it was supposed to be Idina.
Right.
And then people started saying Adina.
How did she
and then someone else calls it Edina. And yeah. No one pronounces her name right.
Yeah. You know what? To be fair. Yeah. I feel like I just heard Adina more than I heard anything, but I don't really know.
Yeah. According to mom and dad, it was supposed to be her mom and dad. Yeah. It was supposed to be Idina.
That's fair. Yeah.
So Adina Mandel,
Menzel. I believe.
Menzel. There's a D in there, so I always want to say the D, but it's silent.
There's not a D in her last name.
I thought there was. No. Did I spell it wrong? I totally spelled it wrong.
Oh, Menzel.
I don't know. We're talking
Adina. I'm sorry.
That one we're doing next week. Week two, we are doing Billie Eilish's one called Love Letter to Los Angeles. And then the last 2 weeks of November, we are going, not full Swifty, but we're going slightly Swifty. I'm not a Swifty, but I believe you are.
I'm Swifty light, I would say.
Yeah, I'd be more Swifty light.
About certain things, yeah. But I'm not like,
yes.
I can't deep dive we're on some of it.
We're not hardcore,
yeah.
Crazy Swifty lovers.
No, I can't we do are that.
Swifty light.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to talk folklore. Mm-hmm. She has one for folklore. And then we're going to talk Eras Tour at the end of the month and what our reactions are to her tour. Mm-hmm. Come back in November for our month of artists.
Yes.
Super excited. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I think it's fun. So
it's good. It will. It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be fun. And then we're going to take, I believe we're still taking a break in December.
I think that's the plan.
And our first episode back will be
in January.
Our New Year's episode of 2026. How are we almost at 2026?
It's going to fly by. Once October hits.
You know what? I need 2026 to fly by so quickly because I'm not coming back down until 2027. Yeah. And we need to speed this up. Because it won't be honeymoon. It'll be family vacation. So you and I can get together for a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. That would happen.
We're just going to leave Brett at the hotel or something.
We'll just, no.
You and I are going to go to Harry Potter World without the boys.
Robbie can hang out with Brett. He'll take him around. He'll have a
day.
There
you go. That works.
You will have a day with Robbie.
Because you and I just need to do Harry Potter without the boys because Brett's not as interested and Robbie like sprinted us through it when we were there last time, I felt like.
Because he just doesn't get.
He was sprinting the whole time.
Yeah, he doesn't get like Harry Potter. You know, that's like he likes
well,
it.
Well, even the rest of the park. He was just sprinting through the park.
It's not his thing. Yeah. And he just can't do all day at theme parks and, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. See you next week, Pixie Dusters, for our take on Adina's docuseries, which was called Take Me to the Stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.